أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير. In the previous ayat ruku, Allah explained the result and consequences of disbelief in Allah and to be unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. The people of Saba that were blessed with such great blessings like Jannat in this world, but when they were unthankful and disbelieved, how it was destroyed, and Allah made it like pits of Jahannam for them in this world. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah explains what the consequences of disbelief will be in the year after. So Allah says, قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. To ke pukar unko jinko ghuman karte ho siwai Allah ke. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell these mushriks, these people who are worshipping idols, etc., that these things that you are calling upon besides Allah, these idols which you are worshipping, لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض. وہ مالک نہیں ایک ذرہ بھر کے آسمانوں میں اور نہ زمین میں. They are not in control, they don't own one but one atom of anything in the sky, in the heavens, in the skies, and neither in the earth. They have got nothing whatsoever. What are you worshipping such idols? They did not create the heavens and the earth. They are not in control of it. They don't own it. In other words, think Allah, who is the creator, who owns the entire heavens and the earth. By worshipping Him, how much won't you benefit? You are worshipping these things that have not created, are not in control, are not the owners of anything whatsoever. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكِ. Or na unka in dino mein kuch saja. And neither have they got any partner in this. They haven't got any share in this. If they had some share still, you could think that we could worship them. In other words, they won't be interceding at all by Allah Ta'ala. The mushriks, one thing they used to say, that we worship this idols, that this idols will intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala. They won't have any right of intercession also. They haven't got any share in all this. They are not the owners of it. So how illogical and how stupid, isn't it, that these idols which you carve out with your own hands, and then if you make them stand, they can't sit on their own. If you make them lie down, they can't stand on their own. You put food for them, they can't eat the food, and you are still worshipping these idols which are totally useless. So logically also, why are you worshipping these idols? What good have they got? وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ. اور نہ ان میں کوئی اس کا مددگار. And neither are any of these idols any helper for you. They won't help you in this world. They won't help you in the year after. They are dead things which you are creating with your own making, with your own hands. How can you be so stupid when you are insan and you are ashraful makhlukat? Allah has made you the best of creations. Allah gave you brains, and now you go and worship a brainless thing. You go and worship a thing which you carved out with your own hands. So you can understand how stupid this is, and consequently the punishment that is for shirk and for disbelief is also the most severe. ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له. اور کام نہیں آتی سفارش اس کے پاس مگر اس کو کہ جس کے واسطے حکم کر دے. And nobody's intercession will help on the day of Qiyamah but for that person only whom Allah will permit. In other words, these idols that you are worshipping, they won't intercede for you either on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, the great awe, it will be only for Allah Ta'ala's. Greatness will be for Allah. No Nabi also will be able to move or say anything. And only for whom Allah will permit will intercession be allowed. And the first intercession will be allowed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Anbiya, and then the Malaika, and then Ibadi Saliheen, the righteous and pious people. They will then intercede for other people, be after for other people. And they will save them of the horrors and torches of the day of Qiyamah, others will be saved by that intercession from the fire of Jahannam. But only for whom Allah will permit will intercession be made. And these idols, they are dead things. They won't have any right of intercession whatsoever. Hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim qalu madha qala rabbukum. Yahan tak ke jab ghabrahat door ho jaye unke dil se, kahe kya farmaya tumhare rab ne. Then Allah Ta'ala explains how great Allah's awe will be, Allah's greatness, and how people, everyone, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Malaika, will be frightened of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, even the Malaika, when Allah will give any order, their hearts also tremble, and they are out of control, they are out of their minds also. Then when their hearts settle down, and their minds come in control, then they ask one another, what did Allah Ta'ala say? Then the senior Malaika, the greater Malaika say, Allah, what he says is only the truth. And so that will be on the day of Qiyamah. According to some Mufassireen, it is presently now also. Whenever Allah gives any command, the Malaika, they get so frightened and awe-stricken that they go sort of in a trance. They go out of their mind. They cannot understand. So great is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's awe will be made known and manifest much more on the day of Qiyamah. So when the Malaika also are in this condition, then these idols, what are you thinking? Where are they going to help you? These idols which are stone, which are wood, which you have carved out, when this is the condition of the Malaika, then where are these idols going to intercede for you? وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ or وَهِ هَي سَبْسَ اُوپَرْ بَرَى. And Allah Ta'ala is the only one who is the most highest and the most greatest. So turn only to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it is a honor for a person that he makes sajda only to Allah, that he makes dua to only to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has blessed us with Surah Fatiha, where we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, we only worship you, O Allah, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we only seek help from you, O Allah. Tawheed is a very, very great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate and lucky is that person whom Allah has blessed with Tawheed, and in all sincerity he maintains this Tawheed. He does not associate even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a partner to Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't associate the Malaika as partners to Allah. Allah is one alone. He is the most greatest. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has shown that this idols people are worshipping, and whether it is idols of the past, stones and wood, or whether it is idols of modern day, our technology, all our different things, people believe that these things do everything for us. Whether we believe our shops give us our rosy, whether we believe medicine and doctors give us shifa, these are also idols. We should know everything happens only by the will of Allah and by nobody else whatsoever. And that iman, we must keep it very intact and very very much safe, for that is the only thing that is going to help us for the everlasting life of the year after.